Larry Purdom is the president of the Missouri Dairy Association. He's a dairyman at Purdy, Missouri. But Larry, I've talked to you several times, and I guess I've never had the story about how you got started in the dairy business. Tell me about that.
Well, I worked for neighbors, you know, hauling hay, penny a bale back then, and saved my money. And at Billings, Missouri, there was a lot of real good Guernsey herds, as in the late 50s. And I bought me a couple Racer Guernsey heifers. My ag teacher got me interested in showing them, and I was hooked. And so I kept them and added to them. And the time I was a sophomore, I had a couple of them that calved in, and my dad let me milk them, and I sold my milk, can a day, you know, and bought my feed, the old 100-pound burlap bags. And I learned at an early age to balance my budget for my feed bill, for my milk check. And I think my dad done a smart thing, letting me learn how to do all that. And by the time I got out of high school, I had like 7 Guernsey cows. And my dad and mom, who grew up in Depression days, wanted me to go to college. And so my mom told me if I'd go a year and try it, she would milk my cows. And she did for a year. And after a year of college, I still wanted to be a dairy farmer. And it just evolved from that. Yeah. And here I am 52 years later.
Sure. A bit unusual in that your father was not a dairyman, and your brothers and sisters actually followed in his footsteps.
They did.
Tell me
about
that.
My dad was a school teacher and elementary principal for 42 years. And my older brother and my sister both followed in his footsteps and became teachers. One of them was a coach and the elementary principal, and kind of like my dad. And my sister, she taught for 25 years the remedial learning classes. And I'm still milking cows.
I would imagine that this, and you explained how you got into this with the help of your VOAG instructor.
Yeah.
I would imagine that makes you a high believer in what FFA does and how that prepares young people for careers.
It does, and I was privileged. I had the first ag teacher that Purdy, Missouri ever had, started the programs there, Harold Estes, and he was a good teacher and got me real interested in it. And in 62, I was lucky to get the American Farmer degree, which was a hard thing to win back then. It was a hard award to get, and very proud of it.
How's the meeting going here?
Great, great, great meeting. Big crowd, good crowd, interesting speakers, and I think everybody's going to learn a little bit here. You know, very interesting. We just had a good speaker on the mycotoxins. You know, with the drought this year, everybody's having aflatoxin and all the problems. And he said, as the weather warms up, the corn in the bins could get worse. So a lot of people's going to hear that here, already heard it, and good meeting. If you're not here and you're a dairy farmer, you got to be here.